As we come to the table of the Lord this morning, called by many the communion table, called by many others the Eucharist, I was moved to search out the root from which we get that word Eucharist. And in the Greek, it is sometimes a noun, sometimes a verb. Eucharistia or Eucharistio. The essence of the word means to give thanks or a thanksgiving. First Corinthians 11, 24, speaking of Jesus, of that event called the Last Supper, it says, "And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me." It says, after the same manner, that is, given thanks, he took the cup. And when he supped, saying, "This is the cup of the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me." For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he come. This word, translated in the English, thanks, thanksgiving, thankful, and it's used dozens and dozens of times in the New Testament. Comes from discerning. It comes from understanding. And when we are at this table, we are to do it in remembrance of Jesus and to do it with discernment, do it with understanding. And when we do, the word also is a cognate, or the result of the understanding, and thankfulness is joy. It is not only the activity, the interaction we have through these elements, but it is done with joy and thankfulness at this table. What do we have at this table? We have a piece of broken bread. Jesus said, it represents, and it's a piece of bread, folks, it's nothing else. But it draws our attention to what it represents. And bread, used as a symbol, is the substance of life. And as we look through it unto Jesus, who gave his body for us, of whom it is said that he took upon himself all our sicknesses and infirmities. Isaiah says, Isaiah 53 says, and I always have to go back to it because I've been taught the right way. It says, surely he has borne our griefs and our sorrows. Matthew, using the Septuagint, the Greek, says our sicknesses and infirmities, takes it out of the ambiguous Hebrew and puts it to the specific Greek and says sicknesses and infirmities. And the declaration of Isaiah says that with his stripes we were healed. We are healed. Peter, looking back at that passion of Christ, declares unto us, with his stripes we were healed. And as we take this bread, understanding what Christ did for our natural estate, that is the giving of his body that we might be healed. We do take it with thanksgiving and joy, giving glory to Jesus and to God our Father, who was in Christ Jesus. Take this bread. This activity of Eucharist. Thanksgiving. And say with me that with his stripes I was healed in Jesus. It says, after the same manner, that is, giving thanks, he took the cup. And when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. We understand that God teaching throughout the whole Old Testament as the high priest once a year went in and literally communed with God, he never went in without blood. Blood. Is necessary, God teaching us as payment. Now, the Old Testament, they offered blood of bulls and goats. But here, Jesus said, this cup is the New Testament. Hebrews asks, how can the blood of bulls and goats ease our conscience? But as we look through this cup unto Jesus, we understand that one worth more than the whole world, the Son of God, gave his blood, the symbol of life, as payment for our sins. And as we discern this, how can we but be thankful? For what Jesus has done. Though we may, even today, sin, and be assured as long as we are in this flesh, we are sinners. But through what Christ has done, Isaiah tells us the Lord laid on him all that is past, present, even future. It doesn't make logical sense. We do this by faith because God's word has declared that the Lord laid on him all our iniquities. And so, with and in remembrance of what Christ has done, we take this cup with thanksgiving to God, the Eucharist. We don't do it out of rote, we do it through understanding and with our mouth declaring what God has done. And we thank God for his grace. In Jesus. Amen.